I can tell you what, our next guest is in a real purple patch of form. I thought it was a brilliant ride yesterday in the VRC Oaks, a ride full of initiative from Stephen Baster aboard Pino. What a good drop that is. And he's celebrating a terrific week at Flemington. Steve Baster joins us on the line. G'day, Steve.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a big day.
Yeah, tell us about that ride on Pino. We had the drama with Aloysia behind the barriers. Does that fill you with a bit more confidence when the odds-on favourite's got to get replated?
Yeah, look, I mean, it wasn't obviously ideal for them. I'm good mates with Noel, who was riding it, so I was feeling a bit for him. But, you know, it normally doesn't mean too much, you know. It's normally no big deal, and it got a little bit worked up, and obviously, in hindsight, it hasn't been ideal, but it worked out well for me, unfortunately for them.
Yeah. Mate, it didn't work out so well at the start. I think most people thought you'd be up making the pace on Pino and flying the barriers, but you actually missed the kick.
Yeah, there's a bit of a stuff up in the gates. There's a couple of them jumping around, and obviously with the crowd so close to you there, the horses get a bit tense, and they're bouncing around, and the starter went to let them go, and then something jumped around, so he waited, and it seemed like about 30 seconds that he waited for it. Eventually, when they jumped, my filly jumped in the air instead of jumping straight out. So we missed it by a couple of lengths, and we had to go to Plan B.
Steve, I'll just take you to the Melbourne Cup, mate. What do you make of that?
The Melbourne Cup, my bloke Wicklow Brave, they actually expected him to lead on the day as well, and he's the same. He stands in the barriers and watches them go. He even does it in Europe, and obviously with our speed in the races here, it's a lot quicker than what they run them over there. And I found myself last. Wasn't ideal, and I thought there'd be a lot more speed in the race, so they basically dictated to me up until about the 650-metre mark, and I never really got a clear crack at him, and he did well to finish 10th, which managed to get his connections some prize money.
Yeah, I think about 125,000 jumps in for 10th, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it cost them to get him over here, but I don't think there's a lot of change out of that, so at least it's covered their cost.
Cost them about 125,000. I think that's why it goes down to 10th. I think that was the idea from the VRC to do that. Hey, Steve, can you... it's a great dilemma for us punters, mate, the old track bias. Now, that rail played beautifully the track on the Saturday. On the Tuesday Melbourne Cup day, you couldn't make ground from the back, yet the rail was in the same position. And saying all that, the corner was chopped out, so you should have been able to make ground out wide. Can you ever work it out?
Oh, my theory is that this time of year, you've got the best horses racing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the races are tempo related, and you know the good horses. If they're, you know, it's hard to make 5-6 lengths up on them this time of year because they're all good horses in the field. And if you can race on pace and not get pestered too much, well, you've got a huge advantage.
Yeah, it's a good head start, isn't it, mate? Earlier on this morning, not just because you're on air, I paid tribute. It was nice to see some initiative from you because you thought if I don't whip around them now, I'm not going to be able to, you know, out sprint them.
Yeah, well, my first thought was to just take the sit because when she missed the kick, she was still quite relaxed. So I went to slot in. I was going to be third last, but she was relaxed. And I thought, oh, well, we might have to try something new today. And then when I looked up and saw Aloysia getting a nice soft run outside the leader, I thought, oh, this is going to make it tough. So I had to make a decision. And there's a lot of things going through my head as I was doing it. But anyway, it worked out. So lucky for me.
Yeah, your instincts of your jockeys is phenomenal, mate. This week for you, does it feel different, or you just have to get yourself into that mindset of it's just more of the same?
Oh, no, it's a big week, and it takes its toll on you mentally and physically. You can see the boys in the room, and even yesterday or so on Saturday, there'll be plenty of them that are pretty fried by then. There's obviously a lot more pressure. It's a lot bigger money, and I mean, you're right, everybody loves Spring Carnival, so it's huge for us.
Mate, this association now with Gay Waterhouse, remarkably, this is her first 135 Group 1s. This is her first VRC Oaks, so you'll always have that part of history there with Gay. You've got a good association with Gay and Adrian Bott, and that continues tomorrow in race 1. In the Melbourne on plate. Can you give us a bit of a leg up for Northern Voyage?
Yeah, obviously, two-year-old having his first start. He's quite new. He's got quite a bit to learn. His jump outs have been quite good. And he's a nice horse, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes down the straight for the first time also.
Yeah, that's always tough. What? How do you see your best ride tomorrow?
Guys, I've got some nice rides, but to tell you the truth, I haven't gone through the form
at
all yet, so I haven't had a chance, but I'll be doing that today, and hopefully we can keep it going and get another winner on stakes day.
Well, mate, you're entitled to have a little bit of a party. Was there a little bit of a party last night?
Guys, I've got a little 1-year-old and 2-year-old daughter, so by the time we got out of the races, it was quite hectic. So we had a nice, quiet dinner and had a few beers and ended up getting a good night's sleep.
Oh,
so
that's good.
I'm sure I'll have a bit of a party Saturday night.
And Steve, we saw those images of you celebrating with them. It's nice to have the family on board.
Yeah, it's very rare for them to come to the races, but... last year, when I won the Emirates Stakes, they came that day, and then they came yesterday. Said, "I might have to bring them to the races more often."
Yeah, it's nice, mate. But as you say, it keeps you under control.
Yeah,
yeah, correct.
Stephen, congratulations, mate. Terrific ride, and well done on that. And ride well for the final day of the carnival.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call.